Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. First cannabis healing segment here of the new year, 2019, and it's a pleasure to bring on Paxton Quigley. Paxton, live from Miami, correct?
Well, yes. Good day to you, and good day to all of our cannabis healing listeners. Before I begin, just some quick news regarding medical cannabis laws. U.S. Representative Steve Cohen, he's a Democrat from Tennessee, and Don Young, a Republican representative from Arkansas, just hours after the start of the 116th Congress, they filed a bill to protect state medical cannabis laws from federal interference. And Senator Cory Booker, he's a Democrat from the state of New Jersey, he announced that he, too, will soon introduce what he calls a companion bill. Now, folks, we all know the cannabis industry is reaching a new stage of development. We now have legalized medical marijuana in 32 states and recreational marijuana in 11 states. So clearly, there is a need for more scientists, medical professionals, and just workers on all levels in the business. There's actually a critical need for people to understand how to work in this exploding industry. It's really on all levels, from business to bud tenders to growers and everything in between. The pot industry, by the way, is creating tens of thousands of jobs, not just in one state or two states, but across the country. And the jobs can range from chefs who make edibles to scientists to lab specialists, and the salaries are anywhere from $40,000 to triple figures. Now, there are very few colleges or training centers that are actually preparing people to work in this field. But we found one. There's a place. It's called the Cleveland School of Cannabis. It's in Ohio, and it is among the few schools in the country educating people in marijuana culture, horticulture, business, and all sorts of other medical applications of cannabis, just to name several areas. And with us today is Kevin Green. He's Vice President of Recruitment and Admissions at the Cleveland School of Cannabis. And he's here with us today to talk about what is needed to find work in the industry, and what the college offers. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Kevin.
Thank you guys for having me. So the Cleveland School of Cannabis, also known as CSC, we are one of two state-approved programs in the entire nation that provide cannabis education. And our program has been developed to aid in workforce development. Our entire mission is to develop the new workforce for the largest growing industry in America, which is the cannabis industry. So we provide education from cannabis horticulture, which works in the cultivation end, cannabis business and dispensary operations, and then also the medical applications of cannabis, which gets you education on the extract edible side of it, which basically in the state of Ohio and most states, that's kind of the three-step process. The major areas are where industry knowledge is mostly needed, from the cultivation to the processing end, all the way to the frontline employees that are working as dispensary agents and dealing directly with the patient.
How did the founders of the Cannabis College decide to undertake these programs, one before medical marijuana was approved in Ohio, or that was actually approved in many other states?
Where it came from was our founder, Alston Briggs, saw that there was a need for education. Himself, he moved to California from Cleveland, Ohio, and he was seeing, obviously, what was going on in the cannabis industry. So he inquired and started to look for education because he was interested in the industry. He went to notably one of the most high brand awareness schools that are out there, Oaksterdam in Oakland, California, and it was a 1-week program. And when he left that program, he was like, "Well, what's next?" You know, he didn't have any opportunity to penetrate the market. It was a program that was really based around people being able to provide medicine for themselves, not really around how do you get into the industry and all the different layers. So that was really the spark that said, you know what, there's no quality workforce development programs that are out there that are not only educating people, but are also building relationships with the industry to actually be able to help with job placement. And as I said, that's what our whole entire focus is from. So we actually have an internship an alumni coordinator that works with all the licensees that are in the state of Ohio and that are nationally on all different levels and ancillary businesses to actually help with job placement to actually assist all of our alumni in acquiring jobs in the industry, which we're looking at right now from our last jobs report that we're almost at 60% job placement and the industry has just really started here in Ohio.
Well, that sounds good. Now, I want to ask you, do people come from other states to study at the college? And tell me, what is the tuition?
Mm-hmm. Our focus is right now in the state of Ohio due to the fact that we're working on our national accreditation. So we do have people that come all over the state to come to our school because with our board approval and certification through the Ohio Board of Career Colleges and Schools, we're only able to educate Ohioans at this time. We are currently have put in our bid for national accreditation and are going through that process as we speak. It's about a year process, so we can start to offer programs, obviously, to the nation's students. We will also, in a sense of tuition, for one single major, so if you take the cannabis horticulture or just the cannabis business, the tuition cost is $6,500. For that, the program length we've seen, normally people take about 6 to 8 months to finish program. If you do take our executive program, which is a combination of all three majors, and the difference in the sense of credits is the difference between 136 credits to 271 credits. That program,
wow,
we've seen people take about 6 to 12 months to complete. And that's a big thing that we're on. Our curriculum is continuing to be developed. It's a robust curriculum, one of the most robust that you'll see right now for the cannabis industry. So we want people to be ready, and we want the employers to have the best employees because, you know, we're talking about providing the best medicine for the patients of Ohio. We want to make sure that we have the top people and the top leaders are able to do so.
So what is the most popular course?
Cultivation in the beginning, you know what I mean? Due to the fact that that's where a lot of people maybe hone their skills. You know, we have a lot of people, like Ohio State has a great agricultural program. So we're seeing a lot of people being able to transfer their degrees from that into the cannabis realm. What we're seeing now is that the cannabis business and the applications is really taking off. I think that edibles are going to be the way of the future when it comes to how people intake the cannabinoids. So the needs for cannabis chefs out there is very booming. So it's a great entrepreneurial opportunity for all those people that can, you know, make great products and cook. But we're now seeing that dispensaries are starting to get online. That's definitely something that's sought after because a lot of people love the personal connection that they get to have directly with the patient and being able to provide that. So right now it's a cultivation, but as things continue to move, I think the processing, the edibles, and the dispensary will start to kind of take over that as well.
How many students do you have and how many graduates do you have?
On campus right now, our next quarter starts January 14th. We'll have about 130 to 150 people on campus that are enrolled students. We've graduated about 70 students so far. We'll see. We'll get the full numbers in the beginning of the quarter to see anybody that has passed last quarter and has fully graduated out. And within that, as I said, we're almost at 60% job placement rates right now within those about 70 graduates that we've had.
And what is the ratio between women and men?
The ratio between women and men, I don't have the exact numbers, but I will say we have one of the most diverse student populations, not only in the sense of women and men. We also have great diversity in age and age. Our youngest student is 21. Our oldest student that I talked to her today, she just got a job in a dispensary, 69 years old. And just got hired by Green Leaf Dispensaries, and she'll be working in Cleveland. Just got her job, and she's our oldest student, and she's now employed in the cannabis industry.
Great. Now, let's tell people. Please tell us how they can reach you. Give us your website.
Yes, the best way to reach us is to go to our website, which is CSC, cseducation.com. That, again, is cseducation.com. There you can see all of our information, our open houses, our programs, our online programs, our classes when they're set up, be able to contact us directly, download our course catalog that goes over our entire program. So it gives you a great way to be able to connect with us. We do an open house in Cleveland every first Wednesday of the month. We are now working on our Columbus branch location that will be open within the next 30 days.
You know, Kevin, I wish we had more time to talk with you. I think you've really given us a good rundown on the Cleveland School of Cannabis. And we'll have you on again in a couple of months when you have more information and when you start opening more and more campuses. So thank you very much for spending your time telling us about the school. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Now, folks, in keeping with educating people in the various aspects of cannabis and the cannabis industry, we'd like to tell you where the jobs are. So next week, we'll have someone from the industry's top recruiting platform on the show who's going to talk about where and how to get a job in the cannabis industry. So, folks, I want to thank all of you for listening to us today. Please visit us on Facebook and Twitter at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley.